A single novel, 580 characters. That number alone should stop you cold. Most writers struggle to make one character feel real. Tolstoy built nearly 600, many drawn directly from his own relatives and from historical figures of the Napoleonic Wars. That is what War and Peace is, not just a book, but a populated world. And the man who built it, Azzedine, was shaped by loss, by war, and by a relentless hunger to understand what it actually means to be alive. Tolstoy was born into Russian aristocracy at Yasnaya Polyana, a vast estate south of Moscow that would anchor his imagination for his entire life. He lost his mother before he could form a clear memory of her. His father died when he was 9. That early collision with grief did something permanent to him. It made him obsessed with interiority, with the gap between what people show the world and what they actually feel. Think of Yasnaya Polyana not just as a childhood home, but as a laboratory. The peasants, the landowners, the rituals of privilege. Tolstoy watched all of it with the cold, precise eye of someone who never quite felt he belonged. That outsider clarity became his greatest literary tool. Now, the key idea here is what happened when Tolstoy left the estate and went to war. He served as a sub-lieutenant in an artillery regiment during the siege of Sevastopol. This was not a distant, romanticized conflict. It was close-range carnage. He watched men die badly. He recorded it. The result was his Sevastopol Sketches, a series of dispatches that stripped military glory down to its raw, ugly mechanics. That work established his reputation for unflinching realism and set the template for everything that followed. War, for Tolstoy, was never heroic abstraction. It was mud, fear, and the specific sound a man makes when he is hit. That visceral honesty is what separates his battle scenes in War and Peace from almost any other war writing you will encounter. His technique had a name, though Tolstoy never used it himself. The critic Viktor Shklovsky coined the term defamiliarization, in Russian, ostranenie, specifically to describe Tolstoy's habit of describing familiar things as if seeing them for the very first time. For example, Tolstoy once described a church service from the perspective of someone who had never attended one before, rendering the rituals suddenly strange, even absurd. That is defamiliarization in action. It is a scalpel. It cuts through the social performance and exposes the machinery underneath. In Anna Karenina, he uses this same technique on high society conventions, the balls, the marriages, the unspoken rules, making them look not elegant but hollow. Remember that this is not cynicism for its own sake. It is Tolstoy insisting that you actually see what you have been trained to overlook. Azzedine. The takeaway from Tolstoy's early and middle career is this. His genius was architectural. He could hold the sweep of history and the tremor of a single thought in the same hand simultaneously. War and Peace moves between Napoleon's campaigns and the interior monologue of a young man staring at the sky. Anna Karenina tracks the collapse of a society through the collapse of one woman's inner world. Yet here is the brutal irony. At the very height of his literary success, Tolstoy fell into a profound existential despair. He came to loathe Anna Karenina, describing it as an abomination that lacked moral purpose. The man who had just produced what many consider one of the most psychologically complete novels ever written looked at his own masterpiece and found it empty. That crisis, Azzedine, was not a breakdown, it was a doorway. His literary genius lay in bridging immense historical scale with the most intimate details of the human psyche. And that same sensitivity, turned inward, would soon demand something more from him than art alone could provide.